Okay. All right, we're going to be recording this. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming to our special monthly event. I'm John Adolfi, and you guys are awesome. And we're going to begin this event a little bit differently. We are going to honor someone here tonight who has the distinction of being the 100th testimonial on our famous Wall of Fame. Now, before we get going, though, I want to build up to this just a little bit. And how I want to begin that is by starting at the beginning. In the beginning was 2011, right around February, we began the process of asking people if they wouldn't mind so much to put down on paper what they liked best about either the deal or working with Adolfi Real Estate. And then they allowed us to go ahead and take their photograph, and we formatted into this framed testimonial, and we began hanging them right here at the base of the base of this wall. And now Tom, I just want to say, was not number one, but he was like one of the first to be up there, one of the first like four or five. And Tom bought a HUD house out in west part of Syracuse, and he's since, I think you've, did you finally sell that? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, great.
It went from my biggest money loser to the biggest money gainer.
Yeah, it was. He caught this one right at the very time when flips were like the kibosh was put on them, and we didn't know it at the time. And then suddenly Tom rented it out for a while, and then he finally was able to sell it. Eric here, I'm just going to point out a few people. Eric has the distinction. He's going to kill me for saying this. Eric has the distinction of purchasing 19 HUD homes in 1 year in 2009. Now, this is when there was like 230 HUD homes in New York State, where now there's only like 30. So Eric's got the distinction of that. And you know Moo the HUD dog, and you know she's no longer with us. She's just recently passed on, and we certainly do miss her. We really do. Well, we come down here. We got people with sheetrock on their face. William is awesome. And we've got people who purchased HUD homes, but not just HUD homes. We've got people who purchased homes like down in the Southern Tier for themselves. This family up in Hastings. And he's so excited. He bought that house for under $10,000, fixed it up, five bedroom, and rents it out for $900 a month. He's just thrilled. Jason, 18 unit here in Phoenix. He was very excited about getting that. This is Bob. This is the only one you'll see with me in it. This was the first one that I did, and we were at a coffee shop in Canastota, I believe it was. And Bob's been a long-time customer. And let's see, who's this? Who's this? We got somebody here in our midst that is up here. Tammy, raise your hand. Tammy and her son purchased a house. And your son's still living there? Okay. And we even have the mayor, even though this is not a real testimonial, but it is in the sense that they walked by and somebody sent me this photo, and there's our Senator Patty Ritchie. This is one of my favorite, only because I still don't know what they said. These are the Chens, and they asked me if they wanted me to write this in Mandarin. I said, absolutely, please do. And then we've got Dawn Snow. Dawn is a real sweetheart. She bought her HUD home. They had it on the market for $97,000, this split level. She, God bless her soul, she put an offer in for $73,000, I think it was. And I said, it'll never fly. And HUD took it. And I was just so, so surprised. So even after hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of doing these, I still get surprised every once in a while. But all right, we're going to watch. Some of you have not seen this. We're going to watch this this special, and you can go ahead. And now what we're going to do is, this is a commercial that, actually not a commercial, but a news segment that they did on Yahoo Financial News. This was July 15th of 2013. And I'll tell you something. Those of you who are in business, I'm going to give you one major tip that will make you tons of money and build your reputation very quickly. Call people back. These people in New York City called the realtors that had sold at that moment. They looked on the bid results in New York State, and they found 8 realtors, and they called all 8. None of them called them back except me, and I got the job. And so as a result of that, we got nationwide coverage as a HUD expert. And if I know how to work this, and this is what resulted.
but Daryl Sanford bought this three-bedroom house in Solvay, New York, for just $40,000. He found the home through the Department of Housing and Urban Development, better known as HUD, and Daryl's not alone. Jason Denny and Megan Amatrone both saved about 25% on their HUD homes, and this gorgeous property in upstate New York, now said to be worth about $107K, was purchased in 2003 for just $15,000. How did Daryl and the others get such an incredible discount? Joining us now to talk about how to score for specializing in these homes, he's also author of HUD Home Buying Secrets. So, John, you have some extreme examples of homes going for as little as $10,000, but you say typically you can get a HUD home for 10 to 50% below market value. That's kind of the range to aim for. So, first of all, what is a HUD home anyway, and then why are they discounted like this?
Well, HUD home is a property that had an FHA mortgage on it that the bank took back from the owners, and then the bank turns it over to the government, and the government then gives it to its division called HUD, and HUD then markets them and resells them, their government-owned homes. And why can they get them at such great discounts? Probably because HUD homes are misunderstood. And
all right, let's continue down the Wall of Fame. This right here is Jim. He's the one that got that $15,000 deal that was worth $107,000. And I don't even want to explain to you what happened because you'll get spoiled and think that that's how somehow going to happen to you. It happens like once in a lifetime. And matter of fact, he was second in line. We got a fax from HUD, and that's how they did it for backup offers, that they said they would accept his offer, $15,250. And of course, he just, you know, he still pinches himself and spend more than 10 years. And there's Megan. These folks right here, with the red slash on it, is the folks that were actually featured in there. And these guys right here, Josh and Paul, these guys are nuts. And they're a couple of young entrepreneurs, and these guys are great. And they've been scooping up properties. And then we've got Tom here again. Are you guys getting sick of seeing Tom yet? I'm not, but I just want to say he every time every fourth one or whatever, we see Tom. And then as we move down here, we got Josh and Paul again doing their thing, and some of them are reluctant to do it, but they do it. And these guys are a couple of investors. Chris, we just got done doing. Maybe you saw the new construction home that we sold for $385,000. I didn't put the price in there, but that's what they did, a new construction home in Camillus, and we just got done doing something for them. Oh, there's Josh and Paul again. And there's Tom again. So some of these are repeat offenders, so to speak. We are at 100. And we have built, this has been going on for almost 3.5 years to get to this point. Originally, I thought if we could get 40 up there, that would be really, really cool. You know, thinking in terms of what would make an impression on folks. And let me tell you what the main reason of doing this is. Some people could consider this, oh, this is just an ego trip, but it's really not. I mean, it's nice to see this, you know, that trophy thing. It is nice to see the work that you do, but it's really not. It's not really more about me. It's about the impression that somebody new walks through the door, and they look up here and they see, oh, there's maybe somebody out there in this world that we could have a fighting chance to trust to take care of our real estate needs. So every single one of you that are up here. Oh, and excuse me, Jim and Debbie, you're up here too. I didn't want to overlook that. I just didn't. Did you see where you were on here? There they are, right here. There's Jim and Debbie, and they bought a HUD home in North Syracuse. Is it rented out? No, but it's going to be soon. Trust. This is all about trust. And I know that from your banker to your attorney to your contractor to, you know, you want to trust them. And that's so, so very important. This is what this is about. So number 100 is nothing more than just the beginning. It's a milestone, but it's a beginning of building trust in a pictorial format for these new folks that come through, to get over that hump quicker, so to speak, in trying to decide whether or not they want to work with our company. So, that being said, I wish there was a drum roll. Yeah. 3.5 years in the making. Number 100 on the Wall of Fame goes to Tom House. Come on up, Tom. Woo! And we have got a very special testimonial up here for you.
I know.
And also we've got some, why don't you just hold on to that just for a second. We have got, yeah, and why don't you, did you get that? Okay. All right. And Tom, these are for you, gifts. And just think about this. You could be number 200. If you think this is cool for 100, wait till number 200.
Awesome.
All right? Yeah, there's a whole bunch of cool stuff there, so I'll let you go through that, all right? Give Tom a hand, please. Why don't you all come on back, and we're going to begin our seminar this evening.
They were trying to get 100.
All right. Tonight we're going to hear from Tom, but before we do, I want you to take your. By the way, if you, a couple of house rules. Restroom is in the back, in case anybody needs to use that. You're not going to disturb me in the least. If you get up during the presentation and you want to get some more food and some more drink, you're more than welcome to do that. That's cool. And if you have a cell phone or some sort of device that makes noise, could you put it, either turn it off, especially if you have the urge to check texts during a presentation. I would appreciate it. I'm old school. Turn it off if that's going to be the case. If not, put it on vibrate. Thank you. So what I'd like you to do, first off, before we do anything else, I want you to take out your pad of paper that's on the seat there, either next to you or on it, and I want you to write down the one thing. You don't have to write your name. I just want you to write the one thing that you feel stops you from investing in either your first property or more property. One thing. One thing. And then I want you to fold it in half and just send it on up. Wow, that didn't take very long. Woo! All right, we said tonight we would hit all the three top investor or real estate buying blockers. But I have a feeling it's going to be like one. Jesse, could you make sure that's in English? Thanks, Jim. Okay, thank you. Okay, yeah. Okay. Is that it? One more, Eric? Okay. Sounds good. All right, everybody got theirs in? Great. Before we look at those, I'm going to send this around. This is for the next event. This event was a little bit more special. We wanted to have as many people come as possible. We're going to limit this to 12, so I'm going to pass this around. You're not going to hurt my feelings if you don't sign up, but you got first opportunity there. It's going to be July 15th. That's, again, a Tuesday night. We may do a Thursday night at some point. Some people complain that they aren't able to make it, so we may do a Thursday night coming in the future. All right, let me take a look at this while you're doing that. Okay. Oh boy, I was wrong. There's going to be more than just a couple. Yep. Wow. 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 Okay, I had a feeling this was going to be. Yeah. But. Yeah, isn't that interesting? Wow. Our number one blocker we're going to deal with tonight, and we're going to hit a couple of more, is funding. Okay? Is funding. And Tom, and I want, Kristen, could you get the 14 places to find money for investors? I can't remember. That's not down payment. 14 places to find money for your investment. I'm going to give you a report to take home, and we may add to it tonight. Funding is the number one thing, and there is a couple of ways in order to fund a property. Let's see how knowledgeable you guys are. What's the first... Yeah, what I'm going to have you do is make copies for everybody. Yes, Jesse.
Cash.
Cash, that's right. And how do you get cash?
From friends and family.
Okay, let's do that. Friends. Family. You know, I'll tell you what. There's a guy, Frank, I can't think of his last name. He takes $1 million houses and makes $10 million houses out of them. He takes $10 million houses and makes $40 million houses out of them. Puts all the toys and bells and whistles in them. And he's written a couple of books on it. I read one of his books. He said that before you go to the bank, you need to go to your family and friends first. He says, have your own skin in the game before you start going outside of the friends and family. Can I bring the Jews up for a second? Jewish people? Do you know what they do? Do you guys have a clue what they do? Right here, baby. Do you know how much interest they charge in themselves? Now, this is going to be a little different. I doubt this is going to happen among you folks, but I'm just saying. Zero. The reason is they figure that if they charge 0% and give them a business loan in order to get going in business, keeps the money in the family. In the faith. That's how they do it. The average Protestant makes $26,000 a year. The average Jew makes $104,000 a year. Just saying. Okay? What are some other ways of cash? There's one gentleman on our wall. His name is Gary Parker. I was going to have Gary come and speak before you. Gary owns 50 properties. Most of them are single family homes. Some of them are two family. 50. In North Syracuse, a little bit on the north side, Liverpool. How did he do it? I wanted him to come in and share how he did it. But he told me that once you give that out at the end... Yeah, go ahead and pass it out. I don't care if they are reading it while we're talking. I want to make this as rich as possible. That wasn't a pun. I was just rich, you know. Fill it in. Anyway, Gary said, I don't believe I should come and speak before your people. I said, why not? He said, because the way I did it is ingrained in my DNA. And it's not fair to share that which you would that you are trying to expect maybe somebody to change their ways and become like me. I'm paraphrasing what he said. And what I mean by that is that Gary has more pleasure from saving a dollar than spending a dollar. So some of our brains are wired a little bit differently. I mean, I get a kick out of saving a dollar. I also get two kicks out of spending a dollar. That's just the way I'm wired. But he would rather not spend it than spend it. That gives him more pleasure. So for him to come in here and explain how he ate bologna sandwiches while he saved his first $20,000 and then went to an auction and nobody showed up and he got a screaming great deal on a property and then went and ate bologna sandwiches for another year or two and bought his second one and then it started to snowball over the last 25, 30 years. His houses are worth somewhere between $2 to $3 million. He's probably, and I'm guessing, he's probably grossing around $25,000 to $28,000 to $30,000 a month. That kind of snowball is cool, but it does not come without its challenges. And you know, he's got a maintenance man, and he's got a guy I think that helps collect the rent, one or both. He's got a couple of guys. Yeah. Kind of does property management. So cash.
It takes a long time to save up $20,000.
It does.
All that time you'd be doing something else.
No, Brian's making a very good point. It takes time to save up the $20,000. Look, we're impatient people. We want now. And you got to warn yourself about that microwave mentality that we have grown up with, okay? We expect now. Whereas there's the tortoise that does this. And then when the ball does start to go rolling, it rolls faster and faster and faster. Now Gary can buy a house whenever he wants, whenever he wants. He doesn't have to worry about the cash. He doesn't have to worry about his system. It's just adding another one. All you got to worry about at that point is your age, whether you want to continue at a certain age to continue doing that. You know? So cash. All right. Any other ways to get cash? I mean, you know, you can go to a bank and get cash, but we'll talk about that in a second. All right. What's another way to get money?
Seller.
What's that?
Seller.
Yeah, owner or seller. O-W-N-E-R, financing. Did you know that in the multiple listing service, I can set up a criteria for you that has short sales, bank foreclosures, owner financing specifically? So that if you want to see all five family owner financing in the entire New York State, I can send those to you. Or if you want to see all short sales in Mattydale, I can send that to you. Any combination. You want a zip code, you want owner financing, short sales, foreclosures, I can send that to you. Just something to remember. If you want to have that done, just jot it down and call me and I'll spend some time with you either one-on-one at the office or over the phone. So owner financing. And there's so many ways to do that. And tonight's not the night that we're going to get into all the different ways of owner financing, but that's another way. But I just gave you a way to do that. Also, it is possible, and I had a guy in San Diego just say, ask them if they'll hold the mortgage. They didn't advertise it. I didn't think she was going to do it. The woman said, yeah, I'll hold the mortgage. The listing agent said that the owner did. So you can also take that. Look at, if you look, what's that?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, if you just don't ask, you might think it. A lot of times, you think because it wasn't said, you don't ask, you never know.
Yeah, exactly. But, so, okay, so anyways, and what I did was I asked her right up front, you know, what are some other ways to get some funding? Funding, cash, dollar sign, financial. What about bank? Ooh. People don't seem to really go to the bank to get funding. But, Jim, what did you do at the bank to get funding?
What did the bank?
Well, you did, but not what you're thinking, not what I was saying here. Yeah, you got a HELOC, which is, yeah. Home equity line of credit. They're great. I've got one on this building. Did you know that you can get a home equity line of credit on a non-owner occupant building, a commercial building even? 50% loan to value. So if it's worth, you know, let's just say $100,000, I would be able to get $50,000, 50% loan to value. But on non-owner occupant, you can get up to 65%. And for your own residence, you can do, is it 80, 90? 90%? All right, so if your home is worth $100,000 and you have no mortgage on it, you can pull $90,000 out of your home. Now, if your home has a $40,000 mortgage, you pull $90,000 out, you pay the $40,000 mortgage out, and now you got $50,000 and you've got your mortgage paid out, but now you got a $90,000 home equity line of credit. Now, if you want to do something in the Oswego County area, Fulton Savings Bank is the place to go. No closing cost. Home equity line of credit. Like I said, I did one on my house. Did one on here. As long as you have them for 3 years, you don't have to pay any of the closing costs. They do. If you do close it, not use it. You cannot use it. But if you close it, they'll charge you right around $1,500. That was your closing cost. They want to make that up in interest or potential interest. So if you did close it, but you don't need to close it. You can keep it indefinitely.
So what are they charging when you do use it? What are they charging if you do use it?
5.25% for my home equity line of credit on the building, which is pretty good. Yeah.
I just told God I'm buying for my house. It was a prime rate, which is 3% right now, and 90% loan value.
I'm going to do this just for a few minutes, okay? It's starting to get hot already. Well, anyway, we're not going to be here all night. We're only going to be here for about another 30 minutes. And if it starts to get a little bit, and I got a jacket on, I'll turn that thing on. I just want to make sure that we can hear each other.
You want me to open the door and the window?
Is it starting to get nice out?
I can check.
Okay, would you?
Just so you know, first night, I was giving a line of credit with the Alamar property.
corporation.
Wait a minute. Say that again, a little louder.
Okay. First Niagara is giving out loans up to $50,000 as a line of credit without property backing it up.
What are they doing?
I'm about to do it on Friday for $25,000.
All right, Tom's saying that First Niagara has some sort of unsecured loan where your house doesn't...
It goes by your credit score.
Credit scores are so king.
Okay.
Yeah. You've got to get your credit score up there, by the way, guys and gals. 720 minimum. 720 minimum, and it opens doors. They didn't even ask me questions at Fulton Savings Bank. They didn't even ask me any questions. They didn't. No income verification. Well, they asked me what my income was. And I told them the truth, but they didn't check. I think it's because of my
state crime. For an unsecured loan.
Interest rate?
Yeah.
On mine?
No.
Oh, on Tom's?
Friday plus zero. That was 1 week only. They ran a promotion at OCC for just about 10 or 15 banks. And we went to see, just to see what kind of money it was.
Right. And it's for a corporation?
For a corporation loan. Okay, the corporation I'm going through, I didn't have any loans.
Just pass it.
Yes. I only had 2 properties in it. I asked for 50, they gave me 25.
I'm passing something out here, and it is something that came to my attention through Seneca Savings, Seneca Federal. I've never seen anything like this. You'll notice that the hometown banks like Seneca Federal, what are some of the other ones? Salve Bank. They'll have Pathfinder would be another good one in Oswego County to contact. Just to contact, see what they've got. This is interesting. 80% loan to value on a property. That's 20% down. That's pretty good. 15 is like what you never really see. So 20 is like good. 25 is normal. 20 is good. But look what it's got. 20% or 20-year term, 25 in certain, okay? It's typically a 5-year adjustable rate, which means that your interest rate has the opportunity to change every 5 years. But after 5 years, man, you might be in a position where you've done something else, cashed out, whatever, paid it off. But here's the thing that I found so compelling. One CEO looks over the loan package and either approves it or disapproves it, as opposed to a litany of really tight, conservative, we're afraid for our bank or our jobs or our boss or whatever, making a loan decision. One person. If you got 20% down, give this a try. This is good. It's not spectacular. Spectacular is like, you know, 10% down, and you know, for an investor. You know.
When I talked to Kim, I'm a gentleman. I don't have a business card from me, but OM Power Downtown, and I asked him about that same question. All right, so how many people, or what's the red tape to go through? He says there's only one person between me and the lady next. Well, he said there's nobody between me and the lady next door. She, you know, makes the, you know, final decision after I see it.
And where was this again?
It was Empower.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, check with some of these places.
Solve does not do this type of thing.
Okay.
Just, that's the one.
All right, Solve doesn't. Okay.
I'm surprised.
Tom, how did you purchase houses, you know, 3 through 25?
Well, I was in a rough situation there for a while. And I wanted to grow, but I ran into the same wall.
Tom, you're going to be talking for a little bit. I want to make sure that the people that so just hold on to this. You can sit. I just want you to hold on to this and tell your story. Just hold on.
You want the whole story?
Yeah.
You're going to be shocked when I tell you this whole story.
All right.
Okay. Back in 2009, I retired from Sunoco after spending 38 years. After spending 38 years as a salesman on the road, had a nice 401k, had a nice retirement that I took a lump sum,
and had some money in the bank. And I also got involved with Rich Dad, which I'll get into in a minute. So I did some major investments, and I went over to, after the big deal. And I went in with a group of people and invested in properties in Texas, doing foreclosures in Texas. We bought 10 properties for about $1.2 million. We did not know during the course of that time that he was stealing the money. And we had to sue him. We were probably ready to put him in jail. And so we lost, and I was the biggest investor in there. I lost $1 million. That was investment number one. Investment number two was in Rich Dad. And I went to Robert Kiyosaki, several of his. In fact, I used to sell his program. And they had investors, programs that you could do there. And I thought, well, here's my backup. And this is the program number two that I was going after the big deal. And they had probably 10 or 12 different things that you could invest in through Robert Kiyosaki and his group. And just as I was going through all of the nonsense with the first deal, we get a call from the SEC. The SEC took over and still controls 650 investors, $550 million of monies, and that's for the last 3 years. Both of those things happened within a year and a half. Wiped me out virtually. Okay, I had a little bit of real estate, but I had no way of getting any more money. The people wanted me, if you went to the bank, they wanted you to take a job. Okay, so, and I came here. I came here to listen as to, and I got this same sheet. And I did. I went out and I borrowed against my life insurance. And that was the key to going, because I got that first building. We had sued the people that were invested property. I had to corrupt an IRA because I had to take over the management of the company, because I was the biggest investor for all the properties in Texas. Some of the money started coming out of that. Now, that was corrupted. But I learned from this, and one of the reasons I buy as many as I am, is I'm bringing the money out that's corrupted, and it's actually lowering my tax base. So I bring out enough to cover the buildings, and then I do the improvements, and that brings my tax base down to zero. Now, a lot of people have asked me, why is my goal 100 buildings? I average $20,000 a building is what I pay for them. Okay? Now, most of them are worth a lot more than that once I get them fixed up. Times 100 is the magical number that I lost. That's the $2 million. Now, that money is really worth four by the time you get done. But I'm doing this in honor of that woman on the wall up there, because I promised her I'd get every penny back. And I damn well will. Enough said.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, thank you.
I did not know the whole story.
So, Tom, the SEC was the Kiyosaki group?
Yep.
Wow.
Yes, it was.
That, they haven't advertised that
yet. No.
SEC. Oh, SEC. Okay.
Can you explain that a little bit? I don't know how to.
Now, Tom went very quickly, but I want to expand on just one thing, because I want to show and I want to bring additional value to all your lives, because this is why I do this. Have I ever, you guys have been here for, Dennis, you've been here for quite a while. You've been here to a number of them. And as you know, I'm willing to talk real estate with you here. I'm willing to do a deal, but I don't actively solicit anybody here. It's not the purpose of this. The purpose of this is to add value to your lives so that you can accomplish your goals. It's also a great time to just talk amongst yourselves. When I first saw you guys here, I said to my wife, I said, you know, we could just let them go for an hour. Just let them go. They'd be all happy. And they send them home. They'd be all happy, because you guys like to talk and you like to get to know each other and you get to know what's going on. And you guys are immediately talking about real estate of all things, right? As soon as you guys got to go. So This is what this is about. Now, Tom came to one of our events, and we were talking about all the different ways, and I added one because I had learned about it myself, that you can, with a whole life life insurance policy, you can borrow from that. And for me, it's around 6-ish% interest rate. And depending on how old your policy is dependent on how much, what percentage of your, not what if it's worth $2 million, but what you paid into it, okay? What you paid into it, you can borrow out, okay? And Tom didn't know that. It was something that he didn't know. It was just one small thing. And that one small thing opened up a floodgate. How many houses did you have at that point?
Five.
And how long ago was that?
2011.
Really? You know the year? Mm-hmm. So 2011. And you've gone from five houses to how many houses since 2011, since you learned that one thing?
25.
You've gone from five houses to 25 houses in 3 years. Just learning that one thing. So I don't know what that one thing is for you. I don't know what that one thing's going to be. But I encourage you to keep coming back, okay? Keep coming back. Bring your friends and family. Alexis, would you share briefly with everyone about the, and tell me, is that financial scheme in a good way that you discovered online, borrowing money through the that online organization, is that still viable as far as you're concerned?
I think that it is morphing and changing. At the time I used it, it worked really, really well. It was unsecured loans, no income verification, and I was able to borrow what I needed for something like 6%. I had good credit.
Okay.
At the time, if they had acquired, they'd find out I had a good job and high income, too. Since that time, and I talked it up to everybody, and since that time, I do know somebody that tried to use it, and they came down on him with...
You? Yeah? You in the back? All right. Should we at least give the website to these folks who are listening to this and let them evaluate it? Okay. Yeah. What is that website?
There are two.
There's two of them.
There's about a million, but two that are very well established.
Two that are very well established. There's many, many of them out there. Okay. Go ahead.
Lending Club.
Lending Club.
Yeah. One word.
.com.
And the other is Prosper.com.
Prosper.com. We're not endorsing that. All we're saying is that there's an opportunity there for you to explore something that is a little bit different than the norm. So check it out. You're always welcome to email me or pick up the phone and call me and let me know what you found out, good, bad, or indifferent, so we can keep feeding good information, whether the feedback is bad or good. Okay?
Here's one more thing that, to get a good interest rate, you want to, they offer 36 and 60-month terms. You want to do something on 36-month term.
Okay, so 36-month term is better than asking for a 60-month term in terms of trying to get a better rate.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's another. This may be the gateway for somebody here. I know it's not for Dennis. Sorry, Dennis.
Yeah, it's window. They want way too much information.
Okay. Now, so the old-fashioned way, cash, family and friends, owner financing, the bank, 401k, IRA, annuity. And I don't know the first thing about pulling money out of there. I'm just throwing out their assets. Anything that's asset-based. How about, again, you have a second home and there's complete equity in it. Go get a non-owner-occupied home equity line of credit at your local bank. Okay? There's another way of getting cash out of it. Getting a money person, somebody with deep pockets that trusts you and you are trustworthy, meaning that you're not just running around with my book saying, hey, I'm an investor, you know. It goes beyond that, that you are really focused and dedicated. You are applying yourself. There are many of you, like Kevin and Dennis and whatnot, that are learning, applying, and getting to that point to where, I mean, you guys started off knowing practically nothing, and you guys have been applying yourself for, how long has it been, a year? Almost 2 years? Yeah, you guys have been very diligent about that. When you're not making your living, which is very time-consuming for a successful contractor,
All right. By no means are we going to plumb the depths with this, but just as some words of encouragement, some possibilities. Time. We got two of you that said that you don't have very much time, and I can appreciate that. I wasn't expecting this, actually. Time management is very, very difficult, and I can only tell you this. When I started coaching with my coach, John Delemy, all right, over the last 4 years, my business has quintupled since 2010. One of the things that he taught me right off the bat, our first 30-minute coaching call, was I was trying to do a small museum. This was the museum here. That's the remnants of what I was going to do. I still have an interest in this. It's maybe someday, but this is what he said. He says, I think your idea for the museum is great. He said, I've been pursuing it for 10 years. He said, put it to the side. I said, okay. Then my HUD book, some of you are aware of it, some of you own my HUD book. I was trying to get that republished. And he said, HUD book, great idea. Set that to the side. I'm going, huh? And then he said to me, I said, what do you want me to do then with my time? He said, I want you to double, triple your income. I want you to get up out of this, maybe you can relate to this, maybe not, of this financial beat-up mode merry-go-round that you've been on for too many years of stagnating and being at a certain level in real estate. He says, we are going to build your business. That's what we're going to do. So he limited me to 4 hours scheduled. What's the purpose of scheduling 4 hours with the museum and with the book? What was the purpose of scheduling 4 hours? Not the 4 hours, but the word schedule.
Discipline.
You got it. He wanted me, he's like, I don't want you to color outside the lines. If you color outside the lines, you won't know how many hours you're spending. And that's very, very important. He had me, and I did it very willingly, in February of 2013, was it? Or 12? I deleted my Facebook account. He does not believe in social media as a means of being successful in our real estate practice. All the other realtors out there will tell you, got to get a social media presence. All the marketing companies will tell you, got to get a social media presence. Why do you think he told me to get off Facebook?
Time.
You must have read the book.
I was going to say Farmville.
Farmville.
That's why I did.
Why? Go ahead.
It's too stupid. It just got too stupid.
Well, you didn't have to play it. It's stupid. Were you doing? Were you playing it like 12 hours a day going, this is so stupid, but I love it?
I didn't, but I was afraid I was going to become contaminated by just virtual being exposed to something.
Right. Look, I'm not going to criticize anybody here for being on social media, and for whatever your reasons are. All I can tell you is that some of his top students have all deleted their Facebook accounts because of time and distraction. Look, distraction is the number one problem for time. So whoever put this down and whoever can like nod their head to this in spite of the fact that they didn't write this one down because I only asked you to write one. Distraction, non-scheduling, and things that are not important that you love to do can allow you the additional time if you want to do something, let's just say, important. Farmville is not important. This could be, if you place importance on it, to be important. Real estate. So, it's a question of taking time to evaluate how you spend your time. And yes, having a coach has its advantages. Why? Why? What's that?
Accountability
and third person. Because I can't see, you know, certain things. Okay, so I eventually, after 3-4 weeks of doing this scheduled 4 hours, I stopped doing it altogether. I stopped doing the museum, stopped doing the HUD book. It wasn't until 2 years later did he say to me, or 3 years later, go ahead and pick it back up and go ahead and get it published. You're at a position now where we can do that. I said, all right. So that's what I want to say about time. You do have the time. Reevaluate your life and reevaluate, prioritize what's going on. And don't be afraid. if this really means something to you, don't be afraid of really being harsh with yourself and asking yourself, what am I doing that's stupid, that doesn't really make a difference, that really is fun and I enjoy it, and I feed off of it, it makes me feel blah, 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 but it's got nothing, doesn't do anything for me as far as other than give me that temporal kick. Not a good property deal. You want to know something? You're right and you're wrong at the same time. The only way you're going to find a good property deal is to spend the time. And that's where... Well, Eric, you've been out there looking at properties, haven't you? Eric and I did a one-on-one, was it a week ago or so?
Yeah, about.
Okay. And you guys have been privy to my one-on-one because I've done some of my training here on how to do it. You know, my HUD system, so to speak. You go, you look at them, you go out and actually get inside of them, and then you take notes, and then you wait, and then you put stupid low offers in, and then you wait, and then you go and you look at some more, and then you put some stupid low offers in, and then as they season, you wait for me to call you with, hey, they just lowered this one, they just lowered this one, this is the least they'll take. All of a sudden, HUD goes, bingo, Eric, here you go, we're going to take a really dumb offer that you put in, not dumb, you know what I mean, a dumb low offer that you put in 6 weeks ago, we're going to take it, and that's happened. That's happened more than once. What I'm saying is, though, that's one way how you find the crazy deals. The second way is looking on the not on a Hubzu. I'm beginning to become more of a believer of Hubzu.com. I want you to write that down. If you haven't been on their website, I want you to get on there and I want you to look at it. Some of you are going to become Hubzu junkies. Maybe one of you in here. That's okay. Look, let me tell you how cool Hubzu is. Yeah, go ahead.
B as in
yes. H-U, B as in boy, Z as in zebra, U as in umbrella. Okay? Hubzu, let me tell you why Hubzu is so cool. You ready? You look at it, you go, John, what's up with this one? I get on there and I go, blah, 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 blah. How do I get in? Hold on. The code is C2473. Thank you, John. Click. And you go take a look at it. How easy can you get? Yeah, Jesse.
What does the code give you access to?
The website gives me as a realtor the code. Then you just punch it in the lockbox, key box, and get inside.
Oh, inside the house. On the website, what does it show? Just
no, it doesn't show you guys anything. Yes, it shows the property, shows you the price, shows you a time, a clock, time clock. It shows you how many offers are in on it, if any at all, what they'll take, a buy it now price, and the minimum price that you can bid.
What kind of properties are
there? All types. There's one right now on Elbow Road in North Syracuse from the 40s. They won't take in the 40s, but you can play their game. 50, I'm sorry, it's 50.
Like,
play the game.
Right.
The Hubzu can be anything from a bank foreclosure to a Home Path Fannie Mae foreclosure. They even put them on there too, for whatever reason. To a short sale, it could be a number of things and it'll tell you what it is. Just got to really kind of get familiar with it. And Jesse, you're smart, so you can figure that out real quick. She's a brainiac. Sorry if some of you in here are smart. No, she is. She's a smart girl. So the property deals are there. They're just not in abundance. Ready for number three? Number three is go and check out an auction. There's time involved. That's the only problem with the auction. There's time involved. Did you know there was a two-family in Phoenix that was on the market? I'm going to write a new report about this. The no-man's zone between last list price and the price that it sells for at auction. Nobody here should ever sell their house on auction before they talk to me, before they do it. I'll stop you from jumping off the cliff, or I'll tell you to go for it, depending on your situation and depending on your property. Let me tell you what happened. They had this two-family house that looks gross. Right down 439 Main Street, you can drive by it on your way home. It's down on the right-hand side on Main Street. This is State. Next one is Maine. It's got a Bernie Brodsek sign in front of it. It looks really gross on the outside. It's a two-family. Driveway needs to be repaired. Roof is metal. It's fine, but I would replace it. And the outside, the asbestos shingles, you know?
Yeah.
Looks gross. Inside looks fantastic. Okay? They went from 57.9 to, no, 65 to 57.9, straight to auction. I sold it to the guy in San Diego for $28,000.
Auction price?
So 30,800 with the 10% seller concession. It was a screaming deal. Screaming great deal. So auctions, but you're going to spend more time doing them. Whereas the Hubzu and the HUD, easy access, key, you know I got keys on site, boom, boom, and then just wait. Watch video, boom, boom, wait. That's all you do. Throw in a stupid offer. Jesse?
Where do you find auctions?
BrosTech. Go to BrosTech.com. Yeah, he's got the most of them. There's others out there. I can't give you a whole list of them, but BrosTech.
That's what local
is. Yeah. Yeah. So, they're there, but time management, getting rid of some of your other things that are wasting time, and then talking to me more would get you to a place to where you've got a few more HUD or good deals to look at. And fear of being underwater or fear of overextending. What I would not do is do what my poor dear friend did, and that is he bought one house, and then he leveraged it, and then he bought another one, and leveraged it, bought another one, and leveraged it, bought another one, and leveraged it, did 10 in 1 year, and then lost his job through injury, and then lost almost all of them. So I can't give you a figure of how much. John Shalit, John, God bless him. John's not conservative, he's not liberal. He just looks at the signs of the times and he decides what he should be doing. Leveraging himself or going debt-free. Right now he's going debt-free. And so what he's doing is he's buying very inexpensive properties, he's paying cash for them, then he's fixing them up and he's renting them out. That's what he's doing. And then he goes on to the next one and he doesn't do another one until he's got it paid off and he's got it fixed up and rented. Then he goes on to the next one. As soon as the economy changes, he says, and gets to a place where he feels comfortable leveraging, then he'll leverage, but not until then. So that's an extreme on one end. And then there's the extreme of daisy chaining all those on the other. So, I understand. Don't get overextended. How are we doing for time?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock? Okay, we're going to go through a few more minutes. We've done more than... Let's see. Overextending, not good property. Not financeable. New commission only job. Oh, okay. So here's what you do. First thing you do is grab my report on how to improve your credit score. I've got it out there, and if it's not on the rack, you need to ask me for it. Don't feel ashamed for asking, because if you got a 680, that's low. You need 720 or above. You need to go and find out what your credit score is. Go to freecreditscore.com, pay the $20, don't be a cheapo, pay the $20, get your full credit score, don't invest to yourself. Get the full credit score, find out what's on there, find out what your credit score is, and get serious about getting your credit score up there, okay? If you have to open up a line of unsecured credit, go get an unsecured credit card, do that. They'll give those to anybody, especially if you do have a low credit score. I'm sorry, secured credit card. $300, they charge you $60 for the year to use it. Use it as a tool. That'll start raising your credit score. Pay down your credit cards to 30% of your total amount that you can have them up to. So if that's $1,000 is your credit limit, get it down to $300. That'll raise your credit score. And then don't be late on anything else. That's the first thing. That'll make you more financeable than anything else that you can do. And then if you're starting a new job, great. Sorry. If you're going to start a job that's got commission only and you're going to get a 1099 at the end of the year, if you're getting a 1099 at the end of the year, you might as well just kiss it goodbye for a couple of years. You can't do anything for a couple of years. Here's the reason why. That 1099 that you get, give it to your accountant. The accountant is going to take all your expenses to try to get you down to zero so you don't have to pay any taxes. Wrong. Get it so it's $40,000 or $50,000 and pay your income tax for 2 years with at least a $50,000. If you're making $80,000 a year in commission, do it like $40,000-$50,000. So then you can buy a $100,000 house for yourself or something or an investment property. Okay? Pay the taxes. Here's what they do. If for 2 years in a row you show $10,000 net income at the end of the year, they'll say, okay, 10. And in 2015, 10. They put it together. That's 20. Divided by 2, 10. You can afford a house of what a person that makes $10,000 a year. You might as well go on welfare. Or get a regular job. Regular job meaning W-2. But if you do kick butt in doing commission sales, then understand you're not going to be able to do anything for 2 years. Your best bet is to really kick butt and say, I'm going to save $1,000 every week. I'm going to save $1,000 every month. And I'm going to eat bologna sandwiches until I get $20,000, and then I'm going to go to an auction. Okay? That's what you do. Now, do we have any questions? Any questions at all? Any answers? Come on, Dennis. You must have a question back there.
I'm sorry, but what's his name and his wife aren't here so much?
What's that?
That one guy and his wife aren't here.
No. Oh, yeah. Randall, I just want to let you know, if you're listening to this, we miss you so bad. Not. You'll get a kick out of that. All right, so you guys good? Any more investor blockers that came to mind? All right, it's a hot day. Thank you for allowing me to turn that off. I know you're probably sweating just a little bit, not as much as me with the jacket. And we're going to go ahead and end this evening. And thank you for attending our event. And you guys have a great night.